The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you. The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you. Whichever field of deen we look at, we see your success. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you in our beautiful, informative, interesting and faith-refreshing program which goes by the title of The Genius of the East. Insha'Allah Zawajal, in today's episode we will be discussing other various aspects of physics and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman and see what great expertise and grip Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman had on the branch of physics. Before diving into it, let's listen to a beautiful virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mashaykh-e-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, the devotee of Ala Hazrat, Hazrat-e-Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razavi Ziyai, Damat Barakatamul Aliyah, has written a beautiful booklet with the name of Ziyai Durood-o-Salam, The Blessings of Salat and Salam. In this booklet, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat mentions a beautiful blessed hadith on the virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak. He, Damat Barakatamul Aliyah, quotes from Sunan Nisa'i. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam humbly said to me that Allah azza wa jal says, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased with the fact that when your ummati sends salam upon you one time, I send salam upon him tenfold? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we discussed about physics and Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in our last episode. And primarily, we covered the topics of light and sound, that how important these aspects are in our lives. Light and sound are two basic necessities and two basic things that we come across in our daily lives. Whether we use our phones, whether we watch television or any other thing that we do, we come across light and also sound on daily basis. However, physics is beyond that. There are various other examples and concepts in physics. So inshallah, as always, we have Dr. Saab with us, Mubalighi Dawat-e-Islami, to shed more light into it and the expertise of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh from a scientific perspective. Physics just does not only revolve around light and sound. There's a lot more to it. So please take us more into it. And what are your thoughts on that?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the last episode, we discussed two main concepts of physics. And Imam Ahl-e-Sunnah alayhi rahmah's, his understanding and his way of delivery, his way of explaining those concepts. So another concept which has intrigued humanity for a very long time, and that is the concept of time. So time is such a thing which is perhaps part of so many proverbs, it is part of so many everyday proverbial, colloquial use. We say the words like time immemorial. But if we look in modern quantum physics, there is a lot of discussion around time. That time is perhaps unidirectional. Time only moves one way. And again, you know, we always say that time never comes back.
Sure.
But so that is, I guess, a very abstract concept of time. However, there are lots of physical things associated with time. Everything around us based on time. And everything has to be timely. So this rather simple concept, but Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, his grasp on the knowledge and subject of time is another diverse aspect of his personality. And so the practical demonstration we see that Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when it comes to producing timetables, so again, keeping the religion and science together, it is such an important thing to know what is astronomical twilight, what is sunrise, when is sunset, when are the time of five prayers, the Hajj, the fasting, the sighting of moon, all of those things. Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala gave this beautiful formulae to calculate wherever you are in the world, you can calculate the exact time of sunrise, of sunset, which are obviously now available in Dawat Islami apps as well. And how Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala showed it himself, he once went to another famous scholar of the time, Maulana Abdul Qadir Badayuni Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. So he went to his town of Badayun, and as he was there, it was time for Fajr. So he was offered to lead the prayer. And Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he leads the prayer, and he does a very long qira'at. And people thought that perhaps sun has risen, because his qira'at, they thought, was so long. So people started to worry. And Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, after finishing prayer, he said, there are still 3 minutes and 48 seconds left to sunrise. So, Maulana Zafaruddin Bihari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says the quality of Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in this subject, in this knowledge, and in this dimension of science is how to calculate the events according to the timeline. That was special to Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He could look at the moon, at the stars, and he could match his watch, and it will be up to the second correct. And then he also, under this discussion, so the question was, so he lives in Bareilly Sharif, and then people from around the subcontinent, they asked him, well, we would like to have the timetables for, as we usually have in our masajid. So we would like the local timetable for that. So what does Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala do? When he wants to calculate all the time of the and produce the timetables, he takes into account the latitude of Earth, the longitude of Earth. Then he sees the atlas, the nautical almanac for the ship who are traveling in the seas. Then the height of the place where you are, how high it is from the sea level. And then the building you might be staying, is it a high-rise building or a low building? Based on all of that, he produces it into, which ulama ikram say, up to 7-figure logarithmic formulae to then produce these timetables for all these cities around. And then he gives explanation of if the sky was overcast, what could be the effect of that on time, and how would you correct for that? All those things, Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has just written under the heading of time.
SubhanAllah, that's amazing. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these formulas which we are using in today's day and age, Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala introduced them 150 years ago approximately, when there were no such apparent means. And it's amazing to know that, okay, someone can attain this excellence in a way that, okay, the city he's living in, he can get the timetables right because he's living over there, he knows what the altitude is, what other things are. But to get the same thing done for other cities, it's just amazing. And 150 years later, the same approach is being used which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala introduced. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as mentioned earlier as well, Dawat-e-Islami again uses the teachings of Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. And the beauty, one of the beauties about Islam is again that it evolves along with the time. As in today's day and age, when Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the message of Dawat Islami has spread across the globe, and people, they're becoming more salah offering and more concerned regarding their salah, then obviously the need arose where the salah timings were so important for people to know in different cities and localities. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the IT department of Dawat Islami introduced an app, an application, Oqatul Salah. And time to time it keeps getting upgraded. And if we look into the basic concept of it, it follows the principles of Ala Hazrat. Those complex logarithmic formulas that you're talking about, those are used in there, other complex formulas are used in there, and hundreds and thousands of cities, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, their timetables can be found from this very application. So it's amazing to know that even in today's day and age, if you talk about other apps as well, they're also bound to follow the same principles to find out the salah timings which were laid down by Ala Hazrat approximately 150 years ago.
And the beauty of that again is that he is doing all of those calculations manually.
Subhanallah.
There is no calculator.
Allah.
There is no computer. So these apps, they have all these formulae written into them, and then it's the IT system and the computers which are calculating those to give us the final answer.
And today we come up with these terms of logarithmic formulas and other complex formulas. Back in those days, you know, there was no such concept. Imagine, forget about having these concepts. No one had any kind of understanding of time having any kind of physical, any kind of association with physical concepts. The concepts of physics, which Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala at that time brought in front of the people, and it's just amazing to know. But at the same time, Dr. Saab, we also come to know that yes, time, this is one aspect to it, that it has physical concepts attached to it. But when we look at our daily routine life, all of us have the same 24-hour circle. Whether it is a rich person, whether it is a poor person. A rich person wouldn't have 25 hours in the day just because he has more money. Or a poor person wouldn't have 23 hours in the day because he is a poor person. All of us have same 24 hours. But the question arises, how do we utilize these 24 hours in the day? How do we use this time? Now, if you look again at the likes of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala with his Faizan, Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliyah, other awliya karam, we see how beautifully they manage these 24 hours of their daily time. As if we talk about our own selves, the ordinary people, we waste so much of time in useless activities, those activities which neither benefit us in this world nor in the hereafter. And there's, if we are to justify it to someone, we can't justify it. We would be spending hours and hours on social media without gaining anything. We would be lying down in the bed, spending hours without gaining anything. And we would just spend hours in useless activities. But awliya-e-karam, rahimahumullah, they would appreciate the time that has been given to them. Because if you think about it, time is also a bestowment of Allah Almighty. If you think about the achievements of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, look how beautifully he utilized time. Look at Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliyah, that he conducts Madani Muzakras, he has various books written, and then there's various other services to Islam that he has rendered, and he has used these 24 hours which are given to him as well. So over here, we need to ponder upon ourselves that this very bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 24 hours clock that we are given in the day, how do we use it? Within these 24 hours, have I allocated any time for the recitation of the Holy Quran? Out of these 24 hours, have I allocated any time to recite Durood-e Pak? Within these 24 hours, have I allocated any time to study an Islamic book? So on and so forth. So we need to ponder upon our state, and we'll then realize that unfortunately the sole purpose of our creation, which is to worship Allah Almighty, within these 24 hours we hardly find any such practices, and we keep wasting our time. But we can only pray to Allah Almighty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to use our time effectively and make a fruitful timetable where we can use these 24 hours in the most fruitful manner. And one of the beautiful things would be, in order to achieve this, to associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Because Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, speeches of Amir Ahl Sunnat, speeches of Nigran-e-Shura, Haji Maulana Imran Attari Sallamahul Bari, they persuade us to use the time in the most effective manner. And we cannot achieve, even in the worldly terms, if you want to achieve something in your business or whatever, you can't achieve it unless you don't time things properly, whether it is religious or whether it is worldly tasks. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are persuaded in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami to make a jadwal, to make a timetable where you allocate your timings for certain Madani activities, that at this time I will be delivering a speech, at this time I will be delivering a dars, at this time I will be attending Madrasatul Madina Balighan, okay, these 3 days of the month I'll be traveling in the Madani Kafla, so on and so forth. So we get into a beautiful routine of making a timetable for ourselves, which helps us to carry on organizing 24 hours of our day in a most effective and fruitful manner. Coming back to the topic regarding the physical aspects associated with time, what else would you say?
So, I mean, that's, mashallah, a very good point in terms of how, I guess, we need to utilize our time. And Amir al-Sunnah, you know, he's written this booklet, The Priceless Jewels, again, I guess, emphasizing the importance of time. So, you know, and this is one of the commonest advice which parents would give to their children, which elders would give to their young ones, that, you know, look after time, otherwise time won't look after you. And so absolutely, I think time, the use of time. But Sayyidi Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, you know, based on some calculations, he has written at least 55 pages a day in his life. If you look at the number of pages he's written in those over 1,000 books, and that number is perhaps even higher if you were to look into how much time you would need for prayers and everything else. So this is the best use of time. And Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, so related to time, all the activities and all the worship, so I gave examples of some. So another thing which is quite closely related to that are different units of measurement. Okay. So when it comes to time, Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala can calculate it up to the last unit, and that's the second. Allah. So, you know, when does you break your fast? When does you begin your fast? It is corrected up to the last second, and that's thanks to Sayyidi Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. When it comes to things like, what is the Shari'i definition of a journey, of traveling? That is Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, again, for our ease, using all those historical terms which the 14 centuries of ulama kiram and scholars have written, Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala now brings it into the modern century. And so a lot of children and youth may not even know what a furlong is. That is a unit of length. But people wouldn't know that. So moving from the imperial system to SI system to decimal systems, we know, again, people in this country would remember when the currencies would call something completely the shillings instead of what we now have today. So things have moved on so much, but Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala brought everything, whether it's a unit of length, whether it's a unit of measurement, whether it is a unit of time, whatever it is, he brings it right into the modern time so that it becomes applicable for everyone else. Somebody asks him about, so we know, for example, that the sun rays, so that the light travel at 300,000 kilometers per second, and that speed of light, so that is through space, and then when it enters the Earth's atmosphere, there is again a difference depending on the density of the atmosphere and all of that. So on average, it takes for the sun to the race to reach the Earth about 8 minutes and 17 seconds. Now, all of that information is physics, they're important concepts. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when it comes to calculating when is the right time to pray at a different place in the world, again, all those things become important, because I mentioned about latitude and longitude. But what's happening to the atmosphere at that point? You know, whether you're in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere, all of those things, again, Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is contemplating when answering questions. And then somebody asked him about space. What are your views about space? You know, so, I mean, this is the time when, again, people don't know a lot about. All they know is that there is no air, and in space the sound cannot travel, but the light can. So very basic things. And Sayyidi Ali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala again writes such a detailed scripture on how the concept of space is possible and what could that mean, And what would be in space, the definition of particles and how the particles would stay together. All of those, that comes under just a simple question of, do you think the space exists? And he goes into all these definitions.
Yeah.
And he's not a space scientist, but he can do all of that. So, you know, that it tells again, you know, his grasp on any question he's asked. And the answer he gives is such comprehensive.
He's not a space scientist, but would surprise even the biggest of the space scientists.
So I think we talked about the units of length, the units of measurement, the units of time being correct up to the seconds, you know, all of that. And there is a lot more to talk about, but another key aspect to what he brought to modern times for the units of weight. So if we look again at the historical books written by the scholars, they talk about things like what is a sa or a miskal.
Okay. Now, what is a sa and what is a miskal?
Exactly. So these are the units of weight which were used. So this is, for example, when we're deciding how much if a person has to do sadaqa. So okay. What is the sadaqa fitr? So for example, we're calculating that. So nowadays, it's very easy. We know that means exactly this much in kilograms and grams. And then we say this is, you know, that 2 kilo 50 grams, for example, this is the price, and this is the sadaqa fitr. But look at the research which has gone into that, because the historical terms were not kilograms and grams.
True.
The historical terms were completely different. And it is such a delicate matter, because it's a matter of Sharia. You cannot even have a difference of a gram when it comes to offering to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because these are thresholds. So Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, because he had, so, and this is another of his quality, that he had that the pain for the ummah in his heart, that they wouldn't know this. These are the terms which are now being left to ancient times. You know, they are almost being forgotten. So there is a risk that people in coming times wouldn't even know.
They've become obsolete now,
absolutely. So he has then given us the definitions of what that means. And again, if we go to Fatawa Razavi and look at how he has calculated, and the details, he's actually written the whole formula of how he reached the final result of this is what a miskal is, or this is what a sa is. He calculated, and all of that is there for people. And he is doing it manually. So again, I keep emphasizing no calculator, nothing else. So, you know, so in that regard, I think there are, again, so many things based on those physics principles we can talk about. But I think one thing which I'm very keen to discuss, which again is special to Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is the concept of ultrasound. So in the last episode, we talked about sound. And how sound, you know, it is all around us, and he talked about the origin of sound and how it is relevant in terms of a gramophone use and all of that. But a question comes to him, which is, I think, again, would be a surprise to our listeners and viewers as well. So in that time, so we're talking about now the beginning of 20th century. At that time, when ultrasound is not readily available. So ultrasound, as we know, so this is a facility which we now use to look at fine details inside the body. So we do an ultrasound for someone who's expecting a baby.
Sure.
And so we do ultrasound for that. So as you talked about specializations earlier, so I have that double specialization with rheumatology and medicine. And one of the key assistive tool I have at my disposal is ultrasound. So I can ultrasound a joint to look at whether there is inflammation or not. So such a key thing, and it's become part of our daily use. But at the time of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, it was not common use. And at that time, a question comes to Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala asking that if someone says, so the question is, if someone says that with ultrasound they can define or they can tell the gender of the baby, is that possible? So now look at Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala's discussion. It's, you know, it feels like it's beyond this world.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I guess just for the viewers to understand, so a human ear can only comprehend the sound which has a frequency between 20 hertz. So hertz is a unit of frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So between 20 and 20 kilohertz or 20,000 hertz. So that is what a normal human ear can hear. So anything below 20 hertz, they can't hear, and anything over 20 kilohertz, they can't hear. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created some absolute specimens of beauty. For example, bats or dolphins, who don't have the same, obviously dolphins in water, or bats who are sightless. Mm-hmm. But what they have is the ability to throw an ultrasound, which goes at several megahertz. So that's the sound wave, it's traveling at several megahertz, so hence we can't hear. It goes, strike an object, come back. And because of the difference of the objects it has returned from, the bat can decide whether there is a solid substance in front of it or it is something through which it can pass through. So that's Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's creation. But now ultrasound uses the same phenomenon. So it has on the probe, it has what we call a piezoelectric phenomenon, mm-hmm. which is converting the energy into sound waves, or actually ultrasound waves. So the ultrasound I would use in clinic would be somewhere between 12 and 15 megahertz. So that is 12 and 15 million hertz. Sure. So way above what human ear can hear. But when I put the probe, that would go through, and all the bones are the hardest substance, so all the sound reflects back. Sure. The tissues inside, they're not opaque, so they are what we call radiolucent. So from those, the sounds would come back, but not all of them. So with that difference in the density and the return of sound, ultrasound can draw a picture. So I've tried to explain a very difficult concept, you know, in few words. And the question comes to Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, what do you think about that ultrasound for the baby to decide that, you know, what is inside? The first thing Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, that it is no matter for a human to develop such a technology. So Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala hasn't looked at it himself. He says it is no matter for a human to develop that technology to go through the five layers of abdomen. So this is the strength of his medical knowledge now, that he knew there are five layers to go through to decide the gender of the baby, or to be able to do the ultrasound of the baby. So he uses that word of five, and he says this is all possible through ultrasound waves. So he actually explains what I've just told in the last couple of minutes. Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says this is basically a gift by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to humans to be able to do that. So that's why if someone says they can use ultrasound, that is absolutely possible. And then he explained the theory, which we now call piezoelectric phenomenon. And he explained that 150 years ago, having never seen an ultrasound machine, even the person who has sent the question has not seen the machine himself. And this is one of the most basic things. And Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is able to explain that in the light of the Quranic teachings, as well as what a human mind can comprehend.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. And also, as you were explaining this, another sub-branch has stemmed from here, his expertise in the field of medicine, as the five layers of abdomen. This is amazing, and the blessed life and personality of Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is just full of surprises. The more we talk about him, the more doors of surprises are open for us. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, today we've tried to briefly cover the topic of physics and the expertise, the grasp, the grip Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi on the field of physics. In the last episode, we covered the very basic units, the very basic components of physics, which are light and sound. And today we've gone further deep into the concepts of physics and covered the topics of time and ultrasound. And it just amazes us when we look into the seerah, the personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that he, alayhi rahmah, used those tools and those principles, those concepts approximately 150 years ago, which people are using today in this modern day and age, those logarithmic formulas and those tools to find the time right to the second, and all those aspects are just beyond our imagination. That how a person who hasn't gone to the university, how a person who hasn't got any apparent means of any kind of resources, whatever resources you want to talk about, how a person who hasn't got any kind of such background have such kind of expertise on so many branches of science. In today's day and age, when we have those scientists and those people who attained an acclaimed rank, they at least have some kind of resources. They have those libraries, and they spend time in researching on those topics and on those concepts. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, without having apparent resources, without having apparent means, without apparently going to any kind of university, still was able to convey and explain those theories in a beautiful manner, which have just been explored a couple of years ago. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnah, our Master Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala enable us to follow His footsteps in regards to the Islamic teachings as well as the worldly teachings. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will be back with another dimension to the versatile personality of Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and see that what area of science he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further excelled in. Till then, take very good care of yourself and everyone around you, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you. The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you.